Sole Republican running for law director of the City of Alliance has ended the candidate seat. Caitlin Wire dropped a re-election bid for the May 6th primary. She announced her decision in a letter to the Starr County Board of Elections. Wire was reappointed by Mayor Andy Grove last year after resigning from the post and withdrawing a primary bid for Starr County Common Pleas Court. The decision resulted from a name error on her nominating petitions. Andrew Selwa is seeking the Democratic nomination for law director. Both candidates were running for the unexpired term ending in December 2027. Wire says she plans to return to private practice. Man charged with aggravated murder will undergo another competency evaluation. Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Anthony D'Onofrio Tuesday granted a defense request to determine whether 32-year-old Nicholas Cunningham was competent at the time of the alleged crime. The Smith Township man pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity in the death of 44-year-old Gina Wade, who was found dead inside her Courtney Road home in October 2023. Cunningham also charged with violating a protection order and aggravated burglary. D'Onofrio Tuesday ruled Cunningham competent to stand trial after a second evaluation found he was capable of understanding the nature of the proceedings. The Timken Company reports slower first quarter results. Adjusted net income of $98.6 million compared to $125.7 million a year ago. Net income of $78.3 million was down from $103.5 million in the same period last year. President and CEO Richard Kyle said the team executed well, delivering on cost actions and other initiatives to help offset soft demand. The company updated its outlook to forecast adjusted earnings of $5.10 to $5.60 per share. Revenue expected to be flat to down 2.5% for the year. North Canton City Council's approved a three-year contract for employees of the streets, parks, sewer, and water distribution, and land and building departments. The agreement with the North Canton Service Employees Union was passed Monday. It will take effect Thursday. The union ratified the deal Friday. The repository reports it will cover 23 workers who will receive a 3% increase in pay the first year, 3.5% the next 2 years. Employees will have 1 year after being hired to get their commercial driver's license. They previously had 2 years to do so. Efforts are underway to repair a sinkhole that forced the closure of a road in Canton. The City Engineers Department contracted with Beaver Construction to fix the issue on 15th Street Northwest. Officials determined the sinkhole was spontaneous and unrelated to utility damage or the presence of a former coal mine. 15th Street was closed between Cleveland and Woodland Avenues Friday. Two new marquee signs will be installed at the Canton Memorial Civic Center and Cultural Center for the Arts. Monday, council agreed to advertise for bids. They also passed legislation allowing the city to spend up to $300,000 to replace the existing digital signs. The new marquees will be installed at the respective entrances for each facility by the end of the year. Money will come from the Comprehensive Fund, which receives a portion of the 0.5% income tax increase voters approved in 2018. Arts in Stark will reimburse the city for the cost of its sign. Current signs were installed about 20 years ago and were turned off in 2023 due to a lack of replacement parts. Trial of a former Liverpool Township police chief set to begin June 24th in Columbiana County Municipal Court. 52-year-old Jason Jackson is charged with domestic violence in connection with a December 4th incident. The trial was scheduled Monday. Jackson allegedly choked his wife and gave her a bloody nose at their Liverpool Township home. He left law enforcement in late 2021. He remains free after posting bond, a final status conference hearing slated for June 16th. An investigation of the alleged misuse of township funds has prompted a Boardman Township maintenance worker to resign. WKBN-TV reports the employee will remain unnamed until charges are filed. They were the focus of a probe by the Mahoning County Sheriff's Office. Boardman police asked for the investigation in March. According to court records, there were several irregularities in parts purchased that could not be used for township vehicles. The activity occurred from January 2024 to last month. The worker was placed on administrative leave March 10th. They're accused of using funds to pay for personal expenses. A Youngstown woman will be arraigned in municipal court on a charge of assaulting a police officer. 29-year-old Saucere Burt was arrested on West Federal Street just after 7 Monday morning. Burt initially was found sleeping in front of City Hall. She was leaving, but officers returned after receiving a report of someone knocking over a trash can. When located by police, Burt resisted arrest, causing a gash on the neck of an officer. Other officers responded to take the woman into custody. Groundbreaking will be this afternoon for a new 13,000-square-foot health and wellness center at the Mahoning County Career and Technical Center. Lieutenant Governor Jim Tressel will be on hand for the ceremony at 1:30. MCCTC was awarded over $5 million for the project through the Appalachian Community Innovation Center's grant program. The Health and Wellness Center will improve access to career technical education for in-demand fields like healthcare, skilled trades, and more. It will also expand access to mental and physical health services for students, families, and the broader community. The Hannah C. Mullins School of Practical Nursing will move from Salem to the Career and Technical Center. And the following funeral announcement: service is pending for 100-year-old Clyde P. Stanga of Avon. Arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki.